Hey,
it's a podcast.
Sorry.
We've got Tim and I here with two new guest speakers. Sam.
Yep.
Hello.
So I think we'll just go around in a circle and introduce her. I'm Tim Murphy, or Spud Murphy.
Hello.
Who are you?
My name is Rohan, or Rowan. Yeah.
And he's from St. Matt's Youth Group, or St. Matt's Church.
Yeah, great.
We just need to go around in the circle and tell them who we are.
Yeah, but there's no there's no circle. We're all
go around in the call, Ethan.
Fun.
Okay, so that's Ethan.
Yeah, that's me.
Because he's kind of incapable of doing it himself. And we've got one more guest who maybe, if he's kind of good enough, he could maybe do it himself.
Yeah, that's...
You just laugh.
That's Sam. Hey, right.
It's Sam.
Hi. Right.
What's your name?
Sam.
Good, because that's what I wanted everyone
Sam.
To know.
Hello, Sam.
Okay, so we got two new guests this week. We got Rohan and Sam, plus me and Ethan. So we got a four-man team.
Four-man
podcast.
Team. It's going to be hectic.
Manning the podcast.
Team lads.
No.
Everything I'm saying is just going to be denied.
Yeah, that's because you don't need to say Rooster Teeth stuff, okay? It's not cool.
So it's a Thursday morning here, and I'm really tired.
Yeah.
Well, when we're recording this anyway.
Yeah. Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, and Tim made me get up early.
No, I told you to get... Okay, let's just segue into a story that happened last night.
Last night!
Right, I was sleeping. Okay, now, last night, I told Ethan, because we were originally going to record this at 11 a.m, to come on at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I messaged him at 7:34 yesterday saying... Come on at 10 a.m. triple exclamation.
Whoa.
He messaged me back saying, okay, the next message is hello, question mark.
Was that 10 p.m.?
And then he says, oh, 10 a.m., not 10 p.m. Now that sounds kind of funny, right? It's not even the least of it. He sends that message at 10:35 p.m. So he's already 35 minutes late when sending that message. That really worried me.
I was watching something.
So you just... I love how you just... You come on 35 minutes late expecting that we won't notice.
I was busy.
That makes sense.
It's not my fault, Tim. Sure. Can't blame me.
Well, I'm always going to blame you.
Yes, yes,
it's
you
a way
are.
Of
yeah,
life.
Yeah. No, no.
I do know that.
Anyway, I'm assuming most of the listeners here know who Sam Doyle and Ethan is.
Yeah.
But most people don't know who
Who are you? Whoa.
Yeah. I am this mystery man, you know.
Well, Rowan, why don't you just tell us a bit about yourself, and then we'll get on to telling you about your names.
I'm not entirely sure what to say. Yeah.
He's a cool
Rowan,
dude,
can I ask what accent you've got?
Spelt like the Riders of Rohan. From
yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. His accent
is amazing.
I'm not entirely
sure myself. Why, thank you. Why, thank you.
It's amazing.
I'm not entirely sure what accent I have myself. Yes. My name, however, it's meant to be Turkish.
Oh, okay.
You can say Rohan, but I prefer Rohan myself. Yes, like Riders of Rohan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I'm named after a country in.
It doesn't actually exist.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for
Sam,
that.
That's really
yeah, don't let the man's feelings.
This is why we have Skype. I don't need to.
So yeah, I'm just going to apologize first up for my audio quality, because I'm being told that
yeah,
I'm
Tim
G. And
whoa, Tim.
Oh, shut up, Sam. That's not very cool. But I'm just apologizing for my audio quality, because it might
be ear piercing
at some point to people who are listening to the podcast.
My audio quality is amazing now. I've actually got an actual microphone, which is actually doing good stuff.
Yeah. And I've got a Mac. I mean, you know, other laptops are available,
yeah.
But I've got a Mac.
That's... Macs are good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, Macs are far better than Windows, although people will be like, shut up, you fat cow! But it's like, so much better, because the only reason the Macs are bad for most people is you can't play games on them.
Yes.
Unless it's Civilization.
That is a great game. I love that game.
I have every Civilization apart from 3, because that one kind of sucked.
4 is best.
I wanted to tell that to my dad's face. My dad loves Civilization 3.
4, Edge of the Sword.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Good fun.
It's the best one.
Beyond the Sword, or Edge of the Sword.
I think it's Beyond,
Yeah, I have it.
It's really good. Pretty toppy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but, while we're on the topic of games, I've got a story. A while back, one of my mates.
It better not be like last week's
no,
story.
No, it won't be like last week's story.
Hand on the shoulder.
It's last week's. No, it's not like last week's story. So, yeah, it was, I don't know. So, me and one of my friends, Jackson, decided to play this, I guess you could say, multiplayer Slender, where instead of Slender Man, it was like a demon that created a red fog whenever he teleported towards you. And yeah, sure. Jackson and I were playing together. I didn't even think Jackson could squeal like a girl. He got horrified. He was so scared. It was amazing. And then, so we were chilling through the forest, and I die, and he just freaks out. Oh, that was awesome.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow, that was another pretty funny story.
I'm just gonna just be quiet now.
I came up with a great topic, but Tim told me to shut up.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, considering we forgot to put in topics before the podcast, we have, I messaged the Skype, because we're recording this over Skype. I messaged everyone, what are we going to talk about? Like, quadruple question mark. And I said, seriously?
It's pretty intense, man.
Mm.
And then Sam Doyle goes, what is game night? And it's, that's not cool. That's not cool, dude. That's not cool.
What is game night?
I don't know. Go to
I know what game night is, Tim. I'm joking.
Well, what is game night?
Well, that's what it's called. I know. It's called What Is Game Night?
How does one... Game Night?
Well, it's like this thing which they do, and like it has Halo and stuff. I don't know, I don't watch it.
Sure.
Good
I don't
Sam.
Watch it as a taste.
Good on you, Sam.
Oh,
so anyway...
I'm being interrupted.
No, I'm good. Sorry, I'm good.
Oh, that's awkward. Okay, cool. Anyway. Today a new movie came out that I am going to go see today, which is called Elysium.
Now You See Me?
Now You Don't. No. Oh, wait, no, that's a pun.
Sorry. It's called Elysium.
Is that the one?
Yeah, great.
Is that the...
It's the new Matt Damon movie.
That robot one, isn't it? With like...
Oh.
I'm not sure. Robots I just it. Know that it's a Matt Damon movie, and it looks pretty cool. Though I have no idea what it's about.
Okay.
Look. IMDb. Here you go.
Oh. I don't want to... Don't tell me. I just want to go in not expecting anything.
There's a twist? No.
So yeah, that's coming out today. Woo!
Yeah.
So... Tim, I was wondering the other day, besides the podcast, did you have anything planned, I guess, for Government Pig? As a whole, yeah.
Why are you implying that's my work? Because you're the one who came up with Government Pig.
I came up with the name. You're just the more organized one.
I'd have to agree there.
Well, Government Pig is interesting because... Me being a teenage boy who doesn't have a job because... That's another
Dominoes.
Story I will tell in a second.
Oh, yes, you
Shut
should.
Shut up, Sam. I'll tell that in a second. Me being a person who doesn't have a job, who has no money, I would like, if I had money, I would like to register the domain Government Pig Pod... the Government Pig. And we can, you know, make our own website. But I don't have money for that,
but
so...
I could.
When I
yeah.
get money, that'll
Do you know
be
if
or- the light.
Pardon me? Do you know if someone already has Government Pig as a domain?
I did check.
There is, a house company thing a while back. I'm not sure if that's up anymore, though.
That's a fantastic name.
It is. Well,
they're not actually that expensive to keep the domain, I don't think.
No,
yeah,
it's only
well,
like
I can get a $1.99 domain name if I wanted to. Hey, I've got $2 in my bedroom right now because, Ethan, you gave me some at, Cadets.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Cadets.
You're saving it up.
He gave you currency?
Saving it up for something else, apparently.
Yeah, he gave it to me for food, but I just took it because I wasn't very hungry.
Yeah, sure.
Ay, ay, ay. That's governmentpig.com is $20.99.
Ooh,
yee. Okay.
$29.
$20.99. No, $20.99.
That's pretty cheap if you really wanted it.
I guess
so. Oh, but
that's
look,
like
governmentpig.com.au is $9.99, which is
you could buy a Steam game with that. Okay, think about it.
Yeah.
You could.
So that's 2-year registration required. That's just $9-$10 for a year. Governmentpig.com.
That's so good.
Wow.
Good.
That's really good.
I don't have $10 though.
We'll get $10.
Oh wow.
Where am I going to get the
dollars? Work hard.
Work hard.
That's my solution.
You should Oh, you should tell everyone about your Domino's job.
Yeah, okay. I'll register it so that people don't steal it from us.
Okay. Yeah, I reckon there will be a few people that want to steal it. Me and horrible people.
Okay, I'm just not going to talk about that now. Okay, so I had a job for a brief period of time for about 2 weeks at Domino's down in Arendelle. Sure. Which, for international and interstate listeners, that is a suburb in Canberra. But,
FYI.
It's not even a suburb.
Isn't it?
I think it's like a part of Onyasa, and they're like... And then it makes you believe that it's a different part, but apparently not. Yeah, it's a bit confusing.
Wouldn't Onyasa be part of Arendelle, or is that just me?
The other way around. Yeah.
Hey, okay. Lucas is online.
No, just saying. No one cares.
Oh, sorry.
Yep, no one cares.
Sam.
So I had a job at Domino's down in Arendelle for about 2 weeks. I got employed. I'm not trying to brag here or anything, but like I got hired on the spot. So like I went in for an interview and I got hired when I went out.
Agreed.
And I was walking home and it was just so awesome, you know, it's awesome. Coming from my shift, my first shift, yeah, I was doing really well, it was so fun. Come to church the next day after my shift, you know. Come back again for my second shift about a week later. I walk in and I needed to get a code to get into the system and, you know, get into the building so I can do all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And so I ring up my manager, he gives me the code and everything. And then he tells me at the very end of this phone call, oh, by the way, the payroll can't pay you because supposedly you're too young for our company. I'm sorry, we're just going to have to sack you. And so I got sacked 2 weeks into employment because... The manager made a mistake and said that I couldn't work at that age.
I think the funny thing is, though, is that the manager the manager told you everything about the store. He told you where the key was.
It's like really simple.
he told you everything, and then he goes, "Oh, by the way, you're fired."
Yeah.
So
you know, like
you know,
I can imagine what. Sorry.
No, that's right. You go on.
I can imagine what you'd put on your resume. Well, I had a job at Domino's, right? But it turns out I was too young, you know? They gave me everything. They trusted me, like, to the end of the earth. But, nah, I was too young.
Yep, that makes sense.
I can detect some teenage heists coming on. Anyway, so that was just, you know, something to fill in time, I guess.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. That's not cool, Ethan!
Tell
him we're going to fill in time.
I don't know!
Ugh, Ethan. Okay, so yeah. Woo! Football!
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's
right. Okay. Go on, what were you saying? Ethan, you were going to say something.
I was. So, the other day, or yesterday even, Tim and I were in science... It was really boring. We were having a horrible time doing absolutely nothing because we're too...
Don't tell Rowan that.
Oh, no, we did so much work. It was...
Yeah,
we did a lot of work. And at the end, we had enough time to color in one of Tim's rubbers. And it was... Can we say the name of what we called it, or is that...
Oh, yeah, it's the Tower of Rubber... It's the
Rubber of Pimps.
Rubber of Pimps.
And then...
Oh, wow.
To annoy Tom, who was also in our class... we grabbed one of Tom's rubbers.
And he hates it when you touch his rubbers.
Like, he absolutely
if he
hates it.
Rubbers, he will like you know.
He's got the best pencil case.
He does.
It broke. Did you know that?
Yeah,
that sounds like a worthy punishment.
A what?
You know, like touch pencil case breaks.
That sounds like a very worthy punishment.
Very.
Hey, by the way, Rowan, I'm like, where do you live? You live in Canberra, right?
Hey, I live in Canberra.
That was like, you said that's a worthy punishment and you live in Canberra. Whoa!
Like, you know.
That was a southern joke.
I'm not sure how these two go together, but...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so we did the same thing to one of Tom's rubbers. Oh, and he got so angry at you.
He, like... Let's put it this way. I, like, Tower of Pimps' rubber, which is, like, separating it into four bits, colouring the bottom one black, like... Or, like, the bottom bit of the rubber black. All of it. Whoa, someone's ringing me.
No,
unprofessional.
Oh, I can't.
Unprofessional.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Seamus just rung me on my phone. That could be bad.
How could that be?
Excuse me, fellas. I'm going to go take this opportunity to do something.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Oh my goodness. Alright.
Asshole! What the hell? He just left!
Seriously?
Oh, now Seamus is ringing. I might have to take this call. I'll be right back.
So I'm going to get something.
Hello?
And I'll be back.
Okay. Alright. So, I'm all alone now, all by myself. Everyone's just left. Decided there's something better to do than to talk to me.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
So is this Ethan or Sam?
This is Ethan.
Okay. Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Ryan.
Pleased to meet you.
It's good to meet you, too.
Indeed. Thank you.
That's okay. So, Tim's ran off to talk to someone, and Sam's done something.
Yeah, sure.
So you went off to do something as well?
Okay, I'm sorry, okay. I'm back as well.
Oh my gosh.
What the hell? Did all three of us go?
I'm professional Tim.
Yeah.
I'm professional Tim. So your fault, Tim.
It was my fault. Then firstly, Rowan left, and then Seamus started calling, you know, Seamus Jones, he's a guy from school. I think you met him once, Rowan.
Yeah, I've met him.
Seamus, he rung me on my mobile, which is never ever used in my house because I've got no credit on it, so I can only receive calls. And I'm like, what the hell? Why is Beyonce playing? And then I look at it, it's my phone. And then I'll talk about that in a second. And then he rings my home number, so I have to pick up that. So
It kind of alarms me, you know. Why is Beyonce playing? Oh wait, it's my phone. Sorry, do you have Beyonce on your phone?
Okay.
Guilty.
I have an iPod, right? And so that's what I use all the time. And I have a Nokia that used to be my dad's, but it's kind of a cool Nokia. I don't ever use it, but it's out of credit. And I'll tell you how I ran out of credit. I ran out of it in a period of 2 hours.
Wow.
I wanted a cool ringtone because I didn't want that, you know, generic bling 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 or whatever the heck.
Understand your pain.
And so, I just found some music on there, and considering it, before it was my dad's, it was my mum's, she had Beyonce on there, I just set my ringtone to Halo, which is the Beyonce song, and so whenever my phone rings, it starts playing Halo.
I thought you meant, like, you know, the score for the game Halo, but never mind.
That would have been impressive. I would have accepted that excuse, but your excuse, Tim, is just horrible. It's just dry.
I hadn't actually heard of the song, so...
What?
Yeah, I know about it.
Oh, wow.
Nah.
No, I haven't heard of it either.
I didn't listen to the radio.
Are you serious?
I don't listen to the radio either.
I don't listen to the radio either. Bro, it's like a well-known song. But yeah, Ron, where did you go?
I locked my door.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's okay.
In your bedroom, Rowan. Wink, wink. Bow,
wow. No, not that door. Actually, like the back door of my house. But yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you can never. Yeah, okay. What about you, Sam? Where the hell did you go?
Wait, when?
Where? You were like, oh, I'm going to go too.
Oh, I just had to get my iPod so I can just, you know, check up things as we're going.
Fuck Skype.
Yeah, just use Skype. Jeez.
Okay, alright, fine.
Jeez, Sam.
Gosh.
Alright, so the whole group's back together. Everything's fine again.
Great.
So, why did you lock your back door? Because you live in Canberra?
No, it's just you were talking of rape. So I just didn't have a good idea.
I'm going to say hi to Lucas, and I'm going to harass him.
You should just...
Hello, Lucas.
Because he doesn't like it when I talk to him, but I don't care.
That's harassment.
Do you guys have, thing that you constantly watch, like a TV show that you normally watch?
Doctor Who.
Walking Dead. Bow, bow. I don't like Doctor Who.
Says while holding a Doctor Who mug.
that wasn't the right answer.
Not a fan of Doctor Who, I'll admit. Definitely not a fan.
Yeah, neither am I.
Nah, you're all alone there, Rohan.
Each to their own. I think it's great. Yeah. And then we have Peter Capaldi as the new Doctor. Should be good.
Yeah, I heard about that. Peter Capaldi. He was, quick bit of trivia. Anyone here see World War Z?
No. I used to think it was decent, but then I saw Brad Pitt on the front. I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching this.
How do you not like Brad Pitt?
I just don't like the guy, okay? I mean, I hope I... Like, I did lock my doors for a good reason.
You're afraid Brad Pitt's going to come in.
Yeah, that would be, like, worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario, Brad Pitt comes through your door.
Yep.
Understandable, I guess.
So, in World War Z, there's a moment with... How do I do this without... Has anyone here seen it? Anyone here seen it?
No.
Yeah, there's a moment where they go to, like, a disease place. You know, like, the CDC?
Oh, like Walking Dead, yeah.
There's actually a thing in Europe called the World Health Organization.
What, really? They actually care about health up in that part? No, I'm just kidding.
I come from Europe, so...
Oh, I was just kidding. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to be fine. Amount
of spoilers.
Not a problem.
I'm sorry.
In the movie, they go to this place in Wales, the World Health Organization, but that its acronym is WHO. And Peter Capaldi, the new doctor, before he was even announced as the doctor, he was in World War Z, and you know what he was credited as?
Yes, yes.
WHO Doctor. Because he was at the WHO factory, where the WHO place, the World Health Organization.
It's
and he
destiny,
was credited
I tell you.
As a World Health Organization doctor, and its acronym is
WHO.
WHO
are you talking about?
that was terrible, Sam.
That's so bad.
Sam, I'm starting to get proud of you with your puns. I'm not sure if I told everyone, but I had an amazing pun in English class the other day.
That was the best pun.
Tom Aman, we've talked about him 2 weeks in a row, but he still refuses to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
We were in English class and we were doing Romeo and Juliet, which in fact is an awesome play because I really enjoy Shakespeare.
Sure.
And we're talking about the Leonardo DiCaprio version or the Baz Luhrmann version.
Yeah.
And Tom says to our table group, you know, generally, oh, if Leonardo DiCaprio asked me to marry him, I'd totally say yes. And then I paused for a second and said to Tom, I reckon that relationship would sink. that made my day.
It was the
best. Think I would like Leonardo DiCaprio more if he wasn't in Titanic.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
I just
don't like that
Leonardo
film.
Leonardo DiCaprio much at all. I think he's kind of one-dimensional.
Yeah. So, then he gets a beard, and like he becomes decent when he has a beard.
Ooh, beard.
Yeah, beard's cool.
Beards always make a man look good.
Indeed. Have you seen The Great Gatsby?
No. Seen that.
No, never mind. Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Okay.
So, quick question. Who are your guys' favourite actors?
Oh.
Probably Morgan Freeman, you know?
Everyone says that.
I don't know. Maybe Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman?
Mm.
Yeah, I'd have to say Morgan Freeman. You just can't go past that guy.
Gosh, damn it! Somebody just registered governmentpig.com!
Are you serious?
Someone just registered it!
Oh!
What is the chances of that? I mean, seriously.
I'm gonna go to this website right now and see what's on there. I don't think it'll be anything, though.
I wanna murder
abusive
them!
Abusive talks.
Not that I... Damn it.
What? What is this?
What is damn not?
No. what is it? Tim, what is it?
This is stupid. I'm going to send you guys the link over Skype.
Sure.
This is stupid. This is like, in the matter of what, 10 minutes, they've already registered the damn site.
I think they must, like, listen to our podcast, obviously.
Yeah, but
is this live?
You sent me a link.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
I've sent everyone.
Oh, can I click the link?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes, you... No.
All right.
Don't click it. Don't click it. It's okay.
Golfed pig,
yeah.
Equal under the law, unless you are a small government supporter.
Yeah, that's what got registered in under 5 minutes.
I am a communist, so they should take that back, I think. just mine.
You're a communist?
Yeah. I am a communist.
Oh.
I'm still loading the page. Oh. I'm getting scared, Tim. I don't know what to expect.
What a boring website. Like, you would have thought they could do a little bit better with that. I'm sorry, but...
You can't even click on the Facebook and
it's
Twitter
so horrible.
Buttons. I mean, that's,
oh, really?
That's terrible.
They have a Facebook and Twitter page.
You can, it's just like, there's no actual hitbox for it. Stupid.
Oh, this, it's loading.
This is amateur, guys.
These guys are amateur, they don't know our professionalism.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, it says free vouchers. Free grocery vouchers.
What?
There's $100 Aldi, Woolworths, Coles, and Big W.
No.
No.
So no. No, you can't do this.
That went away.
We have a competitor.
There's one page. You can't.
One page.
Tim! They took our thing.
And why were we talking about it? That's just stupid.
We're going to have to go .au now, aren't we?
Oh, wait, isn't that what... Oh, I forgot about .au. Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Government. Ethan saves the day. Oops.
How do you spell government? That is how you spell government. Right?
Government.
Government.
Yeah, okay.
It kind of surprises me that, you know, you're in a podcast called Government and you can't spell government.
I was just kind of mind blank. It just doesn't look right, but hopefully it is. Government. Pug. Yep. Pig. Pug. 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 Pug.
Yay! There's no page.
Yeah!
We still, yeah!
.com.au is not $10. Ethan, do you have $10?
No.
Yes, he does. He's lying.
No! Not that, Ethan.
Well,
you can register governmentpig.info for $2.99. Yeah.
Info, yes!
Info.
Fantastic.
See, I could purchase that.
Well, I have $2 on me, so that's...
yeah, courtesy of me.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
$20 in
it's on info.
Not fun.
Sorry.
You know, I wonder what scientists do in their spare time. Like,
you should really be asking me this.
What we are asking, we're asking everybody.
Okay, yeah. All the scientists out there, what do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, what do you do in your spare time?
Read books.
Oh.
Go on, stupid podcasts.
Oh, thanks.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Do you reckon they like play with their experiments?
Yeah, probably. You know, like they didn't have toys when they were when they were growing up, so they just play with experiments.
Play with test tubes.
Yeah, good fun.
Yeah.
Well, we got to that point again where we have nothing to talk about.
Not a problem.
No, we've got four minds, four mastermind.
I do, however, have a backup. If you could be any animal, what would it be? This is the backup, guys. If you could have any, it could be any animal. What would it be?
If you could be any animal,
here we go.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. I'm gonna have to say a narwhal.
That's so awesome.
Looking. Yeah.
Narwhals.
No.
Oh, Sam, come on!
Sam's be quiet.
I'm not allowed to say anything.
I reckon their beautiful horn is just too hard to resist.
Yeah, that's true.
Sounds kind of creepy.
Bow wow!
If it wasn't already taken, I think I would actually pick an owl, but...
Were you gonna say that?
Yeah. Narwhals are pretty sick.
They are.
I'm just gonna...
I think I'd either go with, like, dolphin or a swan. I've always had, like, this dream, like, boxing a swan, you know?
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, boxing a swan and trying to kill one, you know? Like, with your bare hands. I actually had this dream once, and so I was boxing a swan.
Okay.
Like, swans, they're kind of badass, you know? Like, They could totally bite you and they fly. It's pretty
intense.
Yeah.
It was a pretty intense dream, man.
I just want to say that this podcast does not support bestiality of any kind. Just while we're on the topic.
So, I'll just answer the question.
No,
I have a question for Ethan.
In the making of this podcast.
I'll put that at the credits. We didn't even have credits. What?
What? Of course you do. What are you talking about?
I would be a cat because cats are cool.
Well, I think. Cats. I might be like a jellyfish. That'd be pretty cool. Or like a, you know, what are those like things that change colours, like geckos or something? I don't know. Do they change colours?
Oh, the chameleons.
Chameleons,
that's what I meant.
Did you know, there is no way to know just how many chameleons are in your room right now.
Oh no, don't say that.
No.
Oh, don't say that.
They're coming for you.
Oh no.
I'm just... This is very, very funny. I was just, because I was okay. Kind of worried that we're going to run out of topics at like 30 minutes in. I looked on the news, right? You go Google News and it like comes up with all the news. I saw one. I'll send you the link. The headline is, Iranian woman too sexy to be counted.
Is that all I have to talk about?
What'd you say?
This is Nine News. An Iranian woman has been barred from taking office in a city council because religious conservatives apparently deemed her too attractive. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, same thing for me.
I guess...
This is not my job. This is not my
job. This is so funny. I'm just delving into more weird news stories. Next story, decapitated snake's head attacks its own body.
Oh, wow.
Why would they say that?
I don't know, because it's like on the news. It's it's funny.
So, while we're on the topic of random questions, if you could combine two fruits together...
I'm not even... Ethan, I don't want to know where that's going.
I do.
Oh, I know what I do. Kiwi fruit and pineapple.
Guava and pear, man.
Guava
is so
really
good.
Nice.
What's guava?
You've never had guava.
What's guava?
Yeah, it's so good.
Like guava drinks, but, you know.
Yes. What would your guava pear look like, do you reckon?
No sexual innuendo. That would be preferable. Okay.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Bow wow!
Bit late there, Tim, but alright.
Yeah, we'll still take it. What about you, Sam? What would your fruit look like?
Oh, well, it would be kiwi fruit and pineapple. It would be like the ultimate tropical flavour. It'd be like... Oh, I know. It'd be like the same kind of fuzziness, like, outside as a kiwi fruit, but, like, yellow and big.
Bow wow!
How was that a sexual innuendo?
Because it was.
Kind of is, I guess, in some way.
Guys.
You could say that about most things, but it comes to a point where it's just not funny.
Tim, that was not very funny.
See...
Oh, that's not funny.
No, not
Yeah, Tim, just be quiet, Tim. Do you reckon cocoa beans are fruit, or are they beans?
Beans?
Ethan, let's just dissect his argument here.
Because, but, wait for it, you are actually...
Cocoa beans are fruit.
He is actually somewhat right here. Okay, so you are
really?
Right. When you make here coffee, occasionally you actually use the cocoa... sorry, I'm thinking of coffee, sorry. Yeah, you're wrong. Screw it, you're wrong.
Okay. Alright, I just wanted to get that out of the way. So, are star fruits a real thing, or is that just something in my imagination?
Star fruit, just never heard of them. I'm going to go look it up.
No offense to this Iranian woman, but she is not that good. I mean, come on. I just looked and...
Yeah,
2 out of 10.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
Hopefully, 2.
I'm just trying to get it... into the
okay,
lineup, like,
about what you were saying about star fruits, right?
Yep.
Carambola, also known as star fruit, is the fruit of a Latin name, a species of tree native to the Philippines. There you go.
Huh. So it is an actual fruit. Does it look like a star? Does it have, like, 5 points?
Not quite. It's...
Oh.
Yeah. It's open to interpretation in that regard, but...
Okay. Alright, so I'd probably go a star fruit and with like a, I guess a strawberry, just to see what that'd be like, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, sorry, I'll edit that out.
Someone's typing very quickly.
Yeah, I think that's
me. That would be me.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
I just an exceptionally fast typer.
Alright, so... Just trying to think of another question like that.
Okay, I want to ask a question to everyone. First, I want to ask a question to you, Ethan. Asked me this before. Where do you think Government Pig will go?
I'd like it to head in one direction, which is the only direction.
Okay.
No, I'd like to think we can make something out of it.
Yeah, sure.
Start to have some viewers first.
Yeah.
Well, I can actually just check, see how many things we have.
You know, sometimes things are good.
Okay, now that that question's been asked, what do you guys think the most popular YouTube video of all time is?
Charlie bit my finger.
Gangnam Style, isn't it?
I don't know, we can check the stats.
Gangnam Style, Tim. Gangnam Style.
Shut up, Sam.
Gangnam Style. I hate colds. I'm currently sick with a cold. I got it yesterday. I went from being fine on Wednesday morning to absolutely horrible and sick on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I had a cold yesterday, so I could have passed it on to you.
Oh,
but
thanks.
Maybe not. How do you know? How could you know?
I don't know. Your dad's really nice, Sam, just by the way.
Yeah, your dad is amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty popular.
We had...
I can assume he is great.
Yeah, we had Sam's...
Yeah, he's pretty top.
Yeah, we had Dad Sam as one of our teachers yesterday, which was really interesting. Yeah, it was really cool. He's an army chaplain in Adva. Sam? Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It was really interesting.
Yeah, he is as well.
No.
He's done teaching at five different schools or something. In Canberra.
Oh.
So, is he a chaplain?
He is.
Okay.
Whoa! Is it just me or is that audio just went really distorted?
Yeah, you know.
That's okay. I still understood the meaning of it.
Mm.
So I was, in fact, correct, Tim. There you go. There's one for his three books.
This one for the books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Back to that question. I actually want to check the YouTube stats to see what they're actually like. That'd be really interesting.
I'm going
to
go on YouTube now.
Sure.
Oh,
I was trying to think.
No, Bonk. Quick!
Tim?
Yeah.
Hello? Are you
yes?
Okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm so sorry. I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah, I do, but I'm holding it in, Tim.
Very unprofessional.
Sure.
Unprofessional.
Yeah, very unprofessional, Tim. Very unprofessional.
Sam, you don't organize it, so I have an excuse.
Unprofessional. Actually,
right,
need to go.
Point well, of your Tim's... career where you no longer have to.
Guys, I need to go as well. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, well, goodbye. So, while Sam and Tim are wandering off to do their own thing, I guess I should... Yeah, I guess... So, we're alone again, Rohan. Again.
Yeah, yeah. Gee. So, apparently the most viewed video... Yeah.
Yeah.
The most viewed video is Gangnam Style at 1.7 billion views. That's pretty good.
Wow. That's...
Yeah.
That's a lot of views. That's
second
like
only.
Nine zeros. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's a lot of zeros.
That's a lot of zeros. It's like nine or eight or something.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, yeah. That's been two interruptions in a row, Sam. You need to hold it.
Wow, guys, I've had one, and it was for a fairly trivial reason. So.
And Ethan had zero. How good is Ethan?
Yeah. Oh, Ethan, you are the most professional here.
Oh,
yeah. Whoa!
Professional.
Whoa,
if,
that was
if we have any
weird.
Leftover money from buying a website, give it to Ethan.
A cat just appeared out of nowhere from under my bed. Now, I'm pretty sure she wants to come up, and that's not going to happen.
I think that's the first I've ever heard of being called professional, though. I think I feel pretty special.
Yeah, yeah. No, take it, man.
I'm taking it.
Don't build up Ethan's ego. That's bad. Oh, that's not good. I'm just trying to dump my cat outside my room without, leaving, because that'd be kind of weird.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be three interruptions in a row, Tim.
Wow.
So.
You know, two is pardonable, but, any more? No.
Don't. Yeah. You just out.
So, I want to talk about this. I talked about it last week, briefly, about the 40-hour famine and how I'm doing.
Oh, yeah,
eating
you did
well.
The eating thing, didn't you?
Yes, go for
just
it.
Just want to point it out that... Rowan is also doing the 40-hour famine, and I'm sure you're starting
tomorrow.
This weekend, right?
Oh, nice. Good luck.
Are you starting this weekend, Rowan?
Sorry?
Are you starting this weekend?
Yeah. Starting tomorrow.
Okay, cool. I started on Tuesday at about 8:30 p.m. So my 40-hour famine ends in about half an hour.
Oh, great,
about
great.
About 40 minutes. So I am really looking forward to eating.
Yeah, it should be good, you know?
It actually... Quick heads up, it's actually not that hard.
No, I didn't find it very difficult when I did it, Bruce.
Yeah, if it was like a 72-hour famine, that'd be more, you know, difficult.
Yeah, three full days.
Yeah.
Gee, that'd be interesting.
But I was, you know, it'd be awesome if people could, like... I'm not even going to pitch, don't worry about it, don't worry.
Alright, so, what are you going without, Rohan?
I'm just going without food, because personally I think that's the most realistic.
Yeah,
I mean,
there are
some kids in Malawi which don't have shoes, and then some of them are mute, like, that would really suck, you know? But
that would suck.
Kind of the most realistic is that they can't have food.
Yeah.
See,
And it's, you know, in the name, 40-hour famine.
Yeah.
So, I reckon if I was to do the 40-hour famine, I'd make sure I did it on a Monday, and I'd go without school.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what I'd do. Something different, something unique.
Well, they also don't have school, so, yeah, that's pretty...
You're not suffering.
Then again, they'd also...
I don't think you can do that. I think it's like, you can't do that.
You have to go through some sort of hardship to do it.
Yeah, and they also...
pretty hard. You know, going without school for 40 hours is pretty hard.
That's how people pay you.
But they also don't have entertainment.
What?
They also don't have entertainment at home, so, like,
yeah.
Yeah, it would get a bit difficult there.
Without school and without home. Without electricity.
Okay. I will,
Yeah.
I will read out... the most popular YouTube videos of all time. Does anyone want to guess number one?
Gangnam Style.
Yep,
with 1.7.
Number one with 1 billion.
0.7 billion.
Oh, no!
Views.
Shut up, Ethan. 1,755,657,107 views. That's
cool,
number
dude.
One.
Next has to be Justin Bieber, baby.
Yeah, no.
Are you looking
no,
at?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, you're correct. That is with 880,000,000, 63,959 views.
That's
number
two.
That's pretty good.
No idea for number three.
Now, you're never going to get this one. What do you think number three is?
Is it...
I actually know, so I
can... Oh, okay.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I looked at it just a second ago when you were gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys don't know, it's Jennifer Lopez, On the Floor.
Yeah, who would have thought? I haven't even heard of that song.
Really? So. It's a good song, it's kind of cool. That's weird.
I thought you meant Jennifer Lopez, like, on the floor. Like, there's a video of that, but then
yeah.
No, it's a song called On the Floor. Fourth is a Eminem song, Love the Way You Lie. I don't particularly
that's
like
a good song.
Fifth, I'm not, this was quite popular about 2 years ago, if you guys can get it, I'd be kind of amazed. But it was a really popular song, and hint, the judge is on an X Factor.
LMFA. No.
That is with 559,670,230 views, and that's like, Waka Waka, what? It's time for Africa.
Oh, yeah, do you know that?
That was on at the... That was on at the South African World Cup. This time for Africa. Yeah.
Okay, number seven. This is... number seven. We got... Well, you said it before. This is number seven. Most viewed video on YouTube.
How do you get this website?
Charlie bit my finger!
How do you know that, Ethan?
Because you said we talked
about
it before.
Yeah, Charlie Bit My Finger is number seven on YouTube. I'm so surprised that it's not, you know...
I've seen it once.
Yeah, it was funny. Once. I liked it.
They also
tried to do a sequel.
Oh.
Don't know how that went.
Yeah,
it kind of would lose its pull, because people are like, yeah, today I felt like listening to a baby call about how, you know, it got bit. But I don't feel like it anymore. It gets a bit boring. Only good the first time.
Yeah, number 8 is Lady Gaga, Bad Romance. Number 9 is some foreign song.
Michael Tello, I say you, but Pego.
How do you know
just
that?
Look at that.
Oh, you ass.
Snivelling ass.
Ass. You snivelling ass.
Oh, the next one's a bit surprising, though.
Wow.
The next one, I'm very surprised about this. Can one of you two guess it? Number 10.
I'm looking at it right now, so I can't guess it. Oh no, yeah, he's gonna search it up.
Okay, before someone spoils it, it's Gentleman.
Never heard Gentleman.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that, I'm not. It's been very, you know, it's been very mixed about that song. I personally enjoy it. What about you?
Never heard of it.
Gentleman.
Whoa,
no.
That Lady Gaga one looks really grotty.
Yeah, it looks, there's a skeleton next to a skeletal Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Wow,
and
that's
she's
a
not very
and number 11's Call Me Maybe.
So. You know, Call Me Maybe's got to be on here somewhere.
It is.
Oh,
you
where?
You said it was number 11.
Really,
oh, sure.
Is there more than 10? Because
okay.
I can't see any more than 10.
Really?
Just go top 10. Just go, so up to, what, 9?
Oh, we've already done it. That's top 10. That was, 11 was...
Oh, go, like, top 20.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, that woman in the Waka Waka one. Yeah, she's really good looking.
That's because she's Shakira. Yeah, she's kind of, I don't know much Shakira at all, so it's kind of weird. I probably shouldn't talk about her, because people get
I'm
mad.
One of those social degenerates that likes indie music.
No, you're one of those social degenerates who like to consume media.
Yeah, I like consuming media. That's the kind of term I use.
Alright, so when you say consuming media, I'm guessing you don't go up to a camera store and start eating the camera-ware there. You actually...
That is precisely what I do. You have found me out.
I'm trying to figure out what that actually means. Consuming media, that's, consuming media.
Yeah, Ethan's, like, very confused by the concept of consuming media.
It's
not
it's
that difficult to get your hand around.
Yeah, not really.
It's a new concept.
What is it?
It's just what I say when I, you know, watch something or play a game.
I'm consuming media.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I think we're reaching about time. So.
Oh no! Wait! I've got one more thing.
I'm just warning you. We'll probably
okay.
Wrap up soon.
I've got one more question for everyone. If you were. Alright, so, would you rather fight 25-year-olds or 20 90-year-olds?
That was a stupid question, Ethan. That's
worst
question
really
you've probably ever asked.
Oh, okay.
Really dumb,
I'd fight
okay.
So I couldn't take a stance on this, because it's a stupid
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna...
So, right. I think we should probably wrap up now. We're closing about 50-minute mark, which is good.
Sounds good.
That's good. That's really good.
Better than last week.
I just want to say, it's been a pleasure to meet you, Rohan. It's
yeah,
been
definitely.
Really,
definitely,
really
Ethan.
Same with me as well.
Yes. Yeah, definitely, Sam.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that we should maybe, you know, next week, we'll be releasing another podcast again on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get some new people. Well, I hope
fun.
To have you on the podcast.
Me and Rohan,
Should be good.
Are we gone now?
Oh, no, you can, of course, come on the
make
podcast.
Guest appearances.
Oh, it's survival of the fittest, guys.
I think we're getting kicked out, Rohan.
Okay.
You guys can come on when we want you to come on. Maybe.
What if I told
maybe...
you I was the guy who bought the domain?
Oh!
Whoa.
I knew I wasn't
going to
have a second
whoa.
Appearance, so like I figured I'd do something really devious.
We know where you live.
I know where you live.
Oh, we know.
Know where you live.
We know somewhere in Canberra.
I know.
Surely it's not that big
an
area.
Yeah.
We'll just check all the houses.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, thanks Rowan and Sam for coming on. Hopefully we can have you again
on
the
next
one. Not a problem. Talking thank you. For
yes, it's been
talking.
Really good.
And tune in next week for some more stuff.
Yeah, see ya.
Okay, Run thanks guys. Team. See ya.
Oh, no, I'm still typing in my password. Oh, there we go. And, oh, where is it? Where's the app? Oh, no!
Tim, I've lost it. Oh, there it is.